Have you been out there before doing...
This is my first time at the World Ag Expo.
All right, so any idea of what to expect?
We are doing a chili-crusted pressure-cooked pork with Mexican onion, kale, and an apple emulsion.
And one of the things that you do very, very well, aside from just cooking, is that you incorporate a lot of local products into your food, and you really promote our local products. Tell me a little bit about that.
It's important that we showcase and share the valley with everybody. Great product that's used all over the country. Those seeds, that soil came from the valley.
How did you get started cooking?
15 years old, my grandpa, it was our way of bonding, just going out there, seeing him cook. He'd be in the kitchen whistling extremely loud. We'd all be tired, and we'd be eating these eggs that looked like something out of a horror magazine, where he was so frugal. He was using the bacon grease to cook the egg, and it was the most amazing thing. And then the passion just kind of grew from there. It never stopped. It never did.
So tell me a little bit about how you came from being this 15-year-old starting to learn to cook to where you are now.
When I sat down with a guidance counselor in high school, they were like, well, what do you want to do? What are your ambitions? And I loved baseball, but I just knew, okay, there's no way I'm going to go to the pros. I'm not good, and I'm not that tall. Though I did train hard, I was like, I have to focus this on something else. I loved to always cook and just be intrigued with what somebody was cooking. And finally, this passion, it just grew in me to just say, you know what? This is what I was made to do. It's time to start. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. I started taking jobs in restaurants. You start off as a dishwasher. You work your way up, get on the line. And it was funny because after being a line cook, I wanted to start being creative. And the chefs were not willing to let me be creative at all. They said my style didn't make sense. It would never work. And well, 8 trophies in 3 years, I know that my style works and people love what we do.
Right. So tell us again what you're cooking out of the Ag Show, and give us some tips about how to cook that at home.
Well, first of all, it's insane to try to do pork butt that's going to fall apart, but we're going to do it with a pressure cooker. We're going to demonstrate to everybody how to properly use a pressure cooker. We're going to be using Cooking Sensations here at Mila Vineyards. They're amazing, amazing spice rubs that they make. We're doing the chipotle garlic. We're going to cook this as fast as we can. We're going to get it into the pot. We're going to get that going. And once that starts going, then I'm going to start explaining to everybody the safety of using a knife, how we're going to cut these onions, how we're going to cut the kale to make it look and not only taste good, but also has to look really good. We want things to be as uniform as possible. And then with the apple emulsion, typically you can never just get apple and oil, and we're going to be using an amazing product from Organic Pastures Raw Dairy. They're one of my other sponsors, and their butter is insane. Mm-hmm. It's so good. And we're going to just show them how to take a broken sauce, and I'm going to emulsify it using xanthan gum in a stick blender. And with the immersion blender, we're going to be able to turn that into a perfect sauce with a nice shine. And most people don't understand, they eat xanthan gum all the time. If you buy ranch or Thousand Islands, there's xanthan gum in there because that's what keeps it emulsified for years until they want to pull it off the shelf. Right. So we buy this stuff all the time. It's expensive, but it's the perfect emulsifier.
All right, some good tips there. Now, if people want to see you do this in person at the World Ag Expo, what day do they need to be there and where should they go?
That would be Wednesday the 11th, 1 o'clock, when you could come and see the demonstration. It's going to be fantastic, and I'm the only chef that's there that already has his own television and his own radio show, and we do it because we love to do what we do. I say all the time, my talent is a God-given talent, yeah. And I share it with as many people as I can. I don't ever expect anything in return. And with that attitude, the sky's the limit. I have had so many calls from so many different places that want me to come and cook, different cities. I've got an interview. I got a gig coming up in Pakistan in 2016. They want me to be on Desi TV for a week over there. My wife's kind of hesitant on it, but I figured she would. We got a show coming up in Nebraska. We got another cooking show going on in LA. I just did a cooking show last week. It's been a blessing.
All right. Any last things that you would like to tell our listeners? Any other tips for them, or maybe something about following your dreams? Or
it's always important to always remember, first and foremost, cook with your heart. The reason why the chef jacket is double-sided, it's because we're supposed to protect our heart twice as much. Don't ever let your passion go out when you're cooking. And any chef that's ever told me I would never amount to something, I have proven every single one of them wrong, and you will too.
All right. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.